It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Walter E. Washington was born in Dawson, Georgia on April 15, 1915, the great-grandson of an American slave. When he was 2 months old, his parents took him to Jamestown, New York, and his mother died when he was six. Young Walter was educated in the Jamestown Public School System and ran track. He was one of only two blacks in his 400-member senior class. In 1934, Washington enrolled in Howard University. He majored in public administration and sociology and graduated in 1938. He received his law degree from Howard in 1948. In September 1941, he began his career in government as a junior housing assistant, an entry-level, white-collar job with the Washington, D.C. Alley Dwelling Authority, later renamed the Capital Housing Authority. The agency had been established in 1934 to find homes for thousands of city residents living in slums. Washington worked his way up the ladder, and in 1961, he became director of the Capital Housing Authority. In 1966, Washington was given the chance to head what he called the Supreme Court of Housing, signing on as director of public housing for New York City. Within a year, however, President Lyndon Johnson issued orders organizing the District of Columbia government, and Washington was his first choice to head the new government. He was appointed mayor commissioner in 1967, becoming the first African-American chief executive of a major U.S. city. He remained mayor until January 2, 1979, when Marion Barry, who defeated him in the previous fall, was inaugurated. Walter Washington spent the remainder of his life in Washington, D.C., and died in October 2003. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.